It has a box with Bluetooth, and they're supposed to have an app. And I'm waiting for the app code. It's all beta, but there'll be it'll. What I understand, it's going to be a Bluetooth connection to this meter, and so you'll be able to sit in your trailer, pull out an app on your phone, and tell. I'm assuming your state of your batteries, how much your voltage is. Probably, I would likely to know. How much is used, how much is left, some, maybe some graphs. You know, I'm not quite sure exactly because I haven't looked at it, but stay tuned for that. I'll be playing with that when I get a chance to.
You will be geeking out on it, I'm sure.
I'll be geeking out. Because I did hit them up with this last controller because it's more advanced. It's a, I'm going to fog on the name now. It's not the... Oh, it's the MTTP or MPPT. You have to correct me, Colin. But it must be MPP, like the multi-point charger controller. So it's a little bit smarter than the original linear controller. So it can overcome different charge rates from the angle of the sun hitting the panels and stuff. So it actually will change the amount of power. Because you put all the panels in series, you get a higher voltage, and it can have much more control over the charging current. Wow. Mm-hmm. Take off that tinfoil hat for a second. So anyway, after I was looking at that, I did send them an email several months back. Said, hey, you need a Ethernet port on this to connect to the Wi-Fi. So you could be sitting outside your trailer, you know, and be able to log in and see the state of your charge. And they replied back, stay tuned back then. So this might be the result of that. A little bit different than what I was suggesting. This sounds like it's going to be Bluetooth, which, you know, kind of limits your range to inside the trailer. I want to be, like, at work and log into my trailer and see what it's doing.
See how it's doing, you know?
Yeah.
See if it's sunny at home.
Yeah, once you get on the internet, right, it's like an app is an app. So I don't know if that's built into this thing. Like I said, I got the boxes. Yeah, actually, I got them a few weeks ago. haven't yet dug into it. I think I've asked. I was supposed to reply back and get a code or something for the app. Yeah, in all likelihood, they may have sent it and I didn't catch it. But I haven't had time to look at it. But anyways, I will be beta testing and reporting back. So that could be a fun thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really curious.
Yeah, because, you know, it'd be kind of cool to be able to just, when you're camping, pull out your phone, see the state of your charge, and see maybe some graphs or, you know, how you're doing. I don't know. It sounds like it could be pretty cool. Maybe you could find out if a battery's going out or something like that.
Yeah, because you need that.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you see Airstream came out with a smart trailer? So, you know, like my house is smart, automated. Like I can turn all my lights on with my phone and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Airstream has a package now for their trailer, for the Airstreams, the classic, I think. So it has an app and you can control all the lights. You can dim them. You can turn them on and off. You can control the entertainment center and stream movies, and there's all this stuff now from an app when you're inside your trailer. It's like a smart Airstream package or something.
Well, that sounds like something I'll never figure out.
Yeah, for a guy whose refrigerator doesn't use 12 volts, so.
No, my new fridge does.
Oh, that's true.
But I should also point out, I mean, we've talked about this in the past, you know, like my original fridge only lasted 55 years or something.
Yeah.
And the new fridge I've put, you know, in 3 years I put three brains into it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You sure have.
So now I actually carry two spare brains of each type, of which there are two types. So I've got literally four brains in my drawer to fix the fridge when it goes out next time. Now, I'm hoping that, because I've got all these spare parts, it never will go out. But It's disconcerting when you don't have any spare parts in it. Suddenly you've got this warming trend where you don't want it to.